It's the Local Beat with O'Brien, presented by Vandermark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry. And, you know, we may not be able to rely on Major League Baseball getting opening day started on time, but one thing we can rely on is Dave O'Brien joining us on the hotline. Dave, how you doing?
Good, Rocco. Thanks.
Good to hear, Dave. And, you know, you had a very interesting piece over the weekend, and this was just kind of a crazy story to read through. Joseph Allen and Nancy Smith, they come out on top after, what, a 30-year battle just about against accusations of crimes they never committed. So I'll kind of have you run through the details here on this one. And again, just kind of a crazy story to read through that you had in Saturday's Chronicle.
Yeah, this is a really kind of a wild roller coaster of a case. Long story short, back in the 1990s, Joseph Allen and Nancy Smith were accused, tried, and convicted of child sexual abuse crimes that they have long claimed. They've claimed for almost three decades. Never happened. There's a variety of questions about the evidence in the case, what may or may not have happened. Back in 1993 on Nancy Smith's Head Start bus with some 4 and 5 year olds at the time, who said that they were improperly touched and abused by Joseph Allen and Nancy Smith. And after a lengthy legal battle, on Friday, Judge Chris Cook in Lorain County Common Pleas Court ordered that the two receive a new trial, and Lorain County Prosecutor J.D. Tomlinson dropped the charges. And so with the new trial ordered and the charges dropped, there will not be any further trials against Allen and Smith. They are free to go about their lives. Joseph Allen gets out of prison after, again, nearly 30 years behind bars. Nancy Smith did about half that amount of time. She's been out of prison for almost a decade now.
Wow, and awesome stuff for those two individuals. I can't even imagine having to battle through that for three decades, and now to finally be able to come out on the other side of all of this and to have a bright future ahead. Again, just kind of looking at the quotes and the pictures in the Chronicle, Dave, you couldn't help but get a little emotional looking at that and reading through it, and great stuff by you covering that. And again, good for Joseph Allen and Nancy Smith. They finally have their day to be free, so good stuff there. Another one I wanted to talk about here with you this morning, Dave. Your colleague Kevin Martin had the latest in Tuesday's Chronicle with the latest project happening over at Midway Mall. Mayor Frank Whitfield held his State of the City address on Tuesday afternoon. He talked about downtown and he talked about the mall as well. And again, your colleague Kevin Martin had more about potential plans heading on into Midway Mall.
Yeah, Kevin broke this down really, really well. And I was very impressed with the way that he covered this. And basically, the city of Elyria is in negotiations with the Cleveland Clinic to welcome in a major medical office building as part of the transformation plan for up at Midway Mall. This could very well be another kind of gemstone in the in the crown of Northeast Ohio medicine. I mean, this is looking to be a pretty hefty facility. All of this was announced, on Tuesday as part of the 2022 State of the City address by Mayor Frank Whitfield. The only retail business that would end up at the mall, which has only a few remaining stores, only Johnny K's would be the remaining retail business, and the mall would kind of transform or transition into what the mayor called a health and wellness and industrial innovation park. So the Cleveland Clinic would start to focus on children's health, the health of the mother, maternal health, and then create about 100 jobs. Possibly other services could be added there. First couple phases of the reformation and transformation of the mall up there would be a multi-million dollar investment. We're looking at close to $20 million. So that's the plan. More on that in this morning's Chronicle on the Chronicle website, chroniclet.com, that came out of Mayor Whitfield's State of the City address. But yeah, this is a very interesting vision, and a lot of people have been talking about what possible uses for the mall. There are partial parcels owned by different owners, you know, locally and you know, back on the East Coast and in other states. So so making this all come together is going to be quite the undertaking.
No question. And listening to Mayor Whitfield's State of the City address again on Tuesday afternoon, this Hawaii Park Project, as he calls it with the acronym there, the Health and Wellness and Industrial Innovation Park Project. It's pretty cool and just a nice vision for Midway Mall. Of course, in that State of the City address, you had explanations about that esports complex that WEOL and the Chronicle have kind of been talking about in the past couple of months, that the housing and esports complex that'll be coming to the downtown area. So pretty cool stuff in the near future for the city of Elyria. Hats off to Mayor Frank Whitfield for kind of getting the ball rolling on so many different things. Again, Dave O'Brien is our guest from the Chronicle Telegram on this week's Local Beat, presented by Vandermark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry. Dave, what are you and your colleagues over there at the Chronicle Telegram working on this week as far as upcoming stories go?
Well, I got a whole bunch of stuff that's going on, Rocco, and Reed, and then this morning's edition. I sat in on a conference call with Senator Rob Portman, and he basically said that more needs to be done to help out the people of the Ukraine.
Yeah.
To help out Ukrainians who might be over here in the United States, you know, either working on visas or otherwise over here visiting, and who might have been sort of caught here when the Russian invasion went down about a week ago. Also, as I said before, Kevin doing a really solid job in continuing to follow up with the Elyria State of the City address. Some more other information about downtown economic development downtown coming out of that, and also some news out of Lorraine again from our own Carissa Wojtek. Doing some school board stuff and some business stuff and anything else that comes out of the international city.
Well, there you go. And, man, yeah, crazy stuff that continues to happen between Russia and Ukraine. Our thoughts continue to be with the Ukrainian people. And, I do encourage anyone to check out Kevin Martin's write-up about the State of the City address from Elyria Mayor Frank Whitfield. Again, lots of good stuff in terms of economic development, cultural development, just so many different things he touched on. So you want to make sure you get the recap in the Chronicle Telegram. All right, Dave, that brings us to the end here and my favorite part of the week. What do you have for me in the way of a scanner story?
I'm going to give you a rather interesting one. And this is from someone new that I found to contribute to our scanner stories. This is from reporter Jeremy Harris, who is a reporter out in Salt Lake City, Utah, the fine state of Utah. Scanner report, caller is requesting the fire department come to her house because she doesn't feel well. She believes it may be because her neighbors down the street are, quote, using electronics, unquote.
Oh, no. You know, I might go check in with Joe Pronesti and ask him if that would count as a legitimate call around these parts. I'd have to guess his answer would be no on that sort of thing. And I believe there's a name that we call those sorts of people these days. But, we'll leave that there. So, Dave, thank you for the insight into what's going on around Lorain County. Plenty of stuff happening right now. Again, you want to check out the latest from Elyria Mayor Frank Whitfield's State of the City address, head on over to ChronicleT.com or pick up a physical edition of that Chronicle Telegram. Dave, thank you very much for joining me this week. As always, man, I appreciate the time, and we'll catch up again next week.
Sounds good, Rocco. We'll talk to you later.